She was dictation for a new patient visit. Name of the patient is Monique Maze. M-O-N-I-Q-U-E. Last name is Maze, M-A-Y-E-S. Date of birth is 9/2/1980. Date of accident is 10/4/2021. Date of service is 6/20/2023. The chief complaint patient reported that she started having pain after the automobile accident of 10/4/2022. Chief complaints will be sharp, pulling, aching pain, shooting in the neck that goes into the shoulders, especially to the right shoulder, upper back, middle back, lower back. Very achy, dull pain. Sometimes lower back feels like it is hanging on a big thread. Continuous, constant severe pain. The patient attributes all of these pains to an automobile accident that happened on 10/4/2021. The history of the automobile accident is as follows. The patient was traveling as a restaurant driver of a 300S Chrysler on Gratiot and Masonic Boulevard in Roseville. The patient reported that she turned right on Gratiot from Masonic Boulevard. She went quarter mile down, while another car came out of a parking lot to cross the Gratiot all the way. The other car hit T-bone. This patient, Monique Maze, hit the other car on a T-bone fashion to the other car. She reported that her car was completely damaged, total. The frame was bent and it was unrepairable. The radiator was broken. However, internal stuff of the car, like windshield, the steering wheel, seat belts, headrest, and all the glass were intact. Patient report that the airbags were not deployed and she was wearing a seat belt. And it was not a hit and run accident. Police arrived at the scene. Police came at the scene and ambulance did not come at the scene. She reported that during this impact, she hit the steering wheel with her head and also the headrest, leading to a neck whiplash. Patient was injured in 2021, October 4th, and reports that she went to a chiropractic physician, Dr. Kleinstein, K-L-E-I-N-S-T-I-N, and Todd Kleinstein in the Chesterfield Township. She had more than 150 visits with 50% to 60% improvement. She also reported that she went to Pure Health, Pure Healthy Physical Therapy in Sterling Heights with 50 to 60 visits. She never went to the emergency room. She also saw primary care physician Dr. Sani Asma, S-A-N-I-A-S-M-A-N, who provided medication, x-rays, physical therapy. She saw a pain doctor, Dr. Spine and Neck. She saw Dr. Hijazi, H-I-Z-A-G-I. Patient reports she has not seen any neurologist or neuropsych people. She has not seen psychiatrist. Never had any acupuncture, laser treatment. She has one epidural injection to the lumbar, one epidural injection to the possibly to the cervical region, but she's not sure. She has had chiropractic treatment, traction, tension unit, physical therapy, medications, and one injection of the epidural. She has been provided with back brace, neck brace, tension unit. She has been undergoing this treatment. She also reported that in April 22nd, she became pregnant and she delivered a baby girl in January of 2023. and she could not get any further treatment. And she also reported that she had never had any IME exam, and her deposition is being done recently on May of 2023. She is referred to us by a fellow patient, Ruth Clark. She reported that her pains are occupying the neck, mid-back, upper back and lower back to the tune of 8. There is a radiation of pain to the right leg laterally, all the way to the ankle, but not involving the foot. There is a pain on the right shoulder, which is 8, and she has a difficult time lifting her arm. She also reports of radiation of pain from neck down to the right arm, all the way to the wrist and involving the thumb. There is reportedly and allegedly there is a weakness of the right arm. She has reported that she drops her phone and the dinner plates. These pains are constant, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. 7 to 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 8. The pain is worsened by modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, bending, standing, and improved by medications and rest. She reported that she used to suffer from a carpal tunnel syndrome of the right wrist prior to the accident, but now it has become worsened. So far she has had some x-rays and MRIs which are available for review. She reports of numbness and tingling of the right leg and right arm, pins and needle. She reports some muscle weakness. Its system review is from the chart. Please review asthma, bronchitis, depression, anxiety, arthritis. Partial cholecystitis is from the chart. Allergies to fluorescein, eye drops. Family history is from the chart. Mother is alive, suffers from diabetes type 1. Father is living, suffers from thyroid illness. Siblings are alive and suffers from homicidal. जी